a single mom of a 10-year-old. I became a widow 2 weeks before my son was born, so he never knew his father. And just want to encourage everybody that you can raise your kids as a single parent with the help of Christ.
Single moms, single dads, let's join in here at Intentional Living today. I'd love to hear from you. I want to hear your story. I'd love to hear one thing that's working for you as a single parent. I got to tell you, as I think of all about the relationships we talk about siblings, we talk about marriage, we talk about getting along with neighbors and everything, but single moms, single dads, I think I got the biggest heart for you guys because you have by far the greatest challenge every day. I mean, you're kind of holding down the fort. You might have a good relationship with an ex-spouse. You may not. Mom and dad may not be in agreement. Maybe there's been a blended family involved. Maybe like the case of Erica. Can you imagine? Became a widow just days before her child is born. And standing with Christ, walking with Christ. Powerful. So moms and dads, single moms and dads, one thing, what helps you? What encourages you? One question you have, I'd love to weigh in and give you some encouragement. If you're looking for some encouragement, I'm going to do my best to encourage you because you can do it. God will give you the strength. He'll give you the power. You're going to make it. All the single moms and dads that I know, God bless you. Thank you for what you're doing. And one thing I say to single parents right out of the chute here, don't beat yourself up with guilt. You know, it could be guilt of the past relationships. It could be guilt of yesterday. It could be guilt when that kid of yours that you love looks you in the face and says something that hurts. If you hadn't done, or if you weren't so-and-so, or what have you. And listen, I know, because I know kids, they can push your button big time. So one thing, if you're a single mom or dad, one thing that's helped you, a question you want to share, an encouragement for another single mom or dad, hey, listen, this is for you as single parents, unite, okay? This is Intentional Living. I'm Dr. Randy, along with Jennifer and Steven. Gino's not here today for Facebook, so our faces are not on Facebook Live today, just here on the radio and on our podcast. I'd love to have you join in, though. We're live. Phone line is open, 888-888-1717 for single moms and dads, 888-888-1717. Let me just broaden a little bit. There might be someone, you were raised by a single mom or dad, and you want to give a tribute to them today. Because there's some single parents listening that might say, you know, I'm messing my kids up. And listen, we can get some encouragement maybe from some folks who've been down that trail and look back and want to give a thanks to mom. You know, come on, we just coming out of Mother's Day here, right? Or dad. Dad's coming up. Dad's Day's coming up. But who cares? Who cares? Big giant section at the store for cards for Mom's Day. I think Dad's Day is about shrunk down to about half size. That's a whole nother story. All right. Anyway, single moms, single dads, join in. Encouragement, questions. This is you, for you guys. Teach us. 888-888-1717 is my number. Love to have you join in and be a part of the show today. And let's begin with Michigan. A caller from Michigan with a comment for us today. Go ahead.
My name is Mary, and I'm calling from the White Cloud area of Michigan. I have a comment in regards to your single parents. I was once one, and the biggest thing for me that I built with my children, that if I was gone somewhere, I always called them to let them know if I changed where I was going to be at. That way it built a team of security for them and me, and also it taught them the respect to be kind enough to let me know when they changed their plans, so long as they have permission to. That's what I have. I hope it helps someone. God bless.
All right, thank you, Mary. He has. Thank you for sharing. Calls coming in, single moms and dads. Listen, my wife and I have been married a long time. I've never been a single parent. And so I must confess, this is really your show today because you're going to teach us some things. I know single parents and have counseled with, encouraged single moms and dads. And like I said, I got a big heart for you all, because I know it's going to be a real battle. And especially if there's an ex-spouse and you guys are not on the same page, and you know the kids are getting caught in the middle. You've heard everything. Don't get caught in the middle with the kids. Stay out of those kind of battles. We've taught it for years to the extent, as the Bible says, it's possible, live at peace with everyone, including that ex-spouse. Sometimes I know that's not as possible as you'd like, but I always tell single moms and dads, hey, listen, it's time. That's where grown-ups have to show up to say, listen, our goal is to raise these children, hopefully to honor God, and in the process, to the extent possible, really learning to communicate and getting along with each other. Okay, love to have you join in. You can call 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717 is the phone number. I think, there we go. Kristen is on line one in Michigan. Hi, Kristen. How are you doing?
Hi, Randy. Good. I'm good. How are you doing?
Fantastic. What do you want to add on this topic of single parenting today?
Well, our daughter was a single parent, and she got pregnant at 19 and had a son. And we just all really decided to sort of rally together and celebrate it. It wasn't cancer. It wasn't a terrible diagnosis.
Mm.
And it certainly was not expected, and really completely changed her life. And, you know, it's just one of those things that you really kind of have to embrace unless you're in the worst of situations. She wasn't with the father at the time, and that really didn't work out at the time. But we couldn't imagine our lives without him. He's now 18.
Wow.
And we just really kind of embraced it and welcomed him. Of course, you know, it's our grandson. We love him dearly. And we just spent a lot of time with him and took him to church and taught him about Jesus. And, you know, he knows all of that. And we assume that he's saved. He says that he is. And he's just kind of living his life, getting ready to go into the Army now.
Mm. Well, we hope he does well. We appreciate the service. Let me ask you, how did you parent? Was your daughter in the house? Was she on her own? How did you support her without enabling her? And, you know, what was the balance like? How did you guys relate to your daughter?
Oh, my gosh, that was tough. That was not easy. That was not at all easy. Well, she grew up in a Christian home. She ran away at a young age, 16, 17, found herself pregnant at 19. She moved back home. Then we really, tough love. It was not fun at all, but we actually had to ask her to leave with the baby after she had the baby because at the time, her lifestyle just wasn't working out, and it was the hardest thing we ever did. But we stuck to that, always told her they were welcome, always. But, you know, you got to kind of, like, sort of live up to the rules of the home if you're going to be there, right?
And she came around?
We were willing. She actually did come around, yeah. I mean, she didn't move back in. She made it. She made it single. She did what she could. It really turned her life around. She says it changed her life. She was said she really was heading down the wrong path, and it showed her who all her friends were and who they were not.
So. Oh, wow, that's for sure. Okay, Kristen, thank you for your call from Michigan. Grandma Kristen, daughter pregnant at 19, precious little boy, now 18. Sometimes a little tough love. That's a whole other part of this thing of single parenting. Maybe you've got a dad or a son or daughter with a child, and how do you support them and in a way that encourages them without enabling them and leaving them on the hook because they're responsible and all that? All right. You've got a question. You got a comment. You want to encourage a single mom or dad listening? This is for you guys and ladies. 888-888-1717 is the number. Let me go to Sam. Also in Michigan. Hi, Sam. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What do you have to add on this thing of single parenting?
It's hard. It's definitely hard. I'm sorry. I wasn't expecting that.
Where are the tears coming from? What's happening? I mean, what do you think those tears represent for you, Sam?
They represent frustration, 100%.
Yeah. You're a single dad?
No, you need to communicate. You got to communicate. Put your kids first. I'm going to gather myself up here.
It's all right.
Anyway, no, I'm single parent twice over, actually. So I was right out of high school, had a kid, and when he was about two or three, we'd separated, and that one was just, it was a bad, just, I don't know, maybe I have a magnetic force that was pulling the bad people into my life, I guess, as far as my spouses, as you would look at it, and just real toxic, negative, and
how old are you, how many children do you have, Sam?
Now, I have four.
And
four
how,
children,
how old
two,
are they?
Two different exes. My oldest, excuse me.
It's all right.
Just turned 23. Mm. And she was three, and I credit my brother. Now, not just communication, but you got to, don't talk bad about the other parent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that can, so, hey, listen, you got a lot of pain, don't you, man?
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
Have you been able to talk to someone? Have you been in counseling or? Got a support group for yourself?
No, just not really. Just with other people that, you know, are similar situations, yeah. But never any real counseling. Yeah. But like currently, I've got a 17-year-old that has exiled herself from me, and not just me, but grandma, grandpa, everyone, the whole side of the family, because mom is just like a supreme toxic narcissist.
Yeah.
Just doesn't communicate, refuses to communicate, and now there's two, the 11 and a 9-year-old that I also share with the ex-wife that, and they still go, you know, week on, week off custody, mm-hmm. And they see my 17-year-old that's about to be 18, you know, it just doesn't come around, and it's because, you know, just all the stuff mom just in her ear, one-siding everything.
Yeah.
Pointing just, and I've never said anything bad. Like I.
Well, you won't regret that. I mean, right now, well, I hear a lot of pain, Sam, but you won't regret looking back that you didn't badmouth mom. You didn't. My belief is, and kids will grow up and make their own decision. The bottom line is you can have a, in fact, our pastor yesterday had a fantastic sermon on the prodigal, talking about from the father's perspective as God's perspective of when we rebel. You know, you got a good son and a bad son. You got a good son that's there and sticking around. He's got his own issues. And then you got the son that says, I'm out of here. And so you can have a fantastic home, a loving home, a supportive home, and kids still make their decisions. And so I guess the thing I would say to you, Sam, with all the pain you're going through, just find yourself. You got to take care of yourself. I think you're at the point of you need the mask on your own face with oxygen, taking care of your own self, because you're not, you know, there's a lot of pain to be able to help your kids. And kids make their own decisions. They grow up. But I'll tell you, the best thing we can give to our kids, I believe, as a mom or dad, single or otherwise, is to love Jesus, be consistent in how we live. Don't let them push our buttons. Let them know that we love them and we're proud of them. Whatever we can find in their lives, we're proud of. And that the door is open, just like the prodigal father saying, hey, or the dad of the prodigal, the door is open, but, you know, you got to come back in a way that, you know, you're going to be a part of our home here, our family and our values. All right, Sam, listen, I know our people all over the country are going to be praying for you, man. I know I will. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more calls, including yours. Single moms, got some encouragement. Dads, how about you? One thing that's working for you is a single parent. Give us a call, 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living. And we'll be right back.
Here's a great way to build intimacy with your spouse. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. Here it is. Solve problems together. Because problem solving requires cooperation. It requires communication and agreement and awareness and setting goals. Solve one problem today and see what happens. Solve one problem every day through the rest of December, and I can almost guarantee you that intimacy will blossom in your marriage. Maybe to sit down and say, you know, these are three or four things we need to work on together over this month of December before the year ends. And then together, make that your goal to solve those problems. And I can almost guarantee you, when you do, you look back over this last month, you're going to say, this has been great in building intimacy. You know what? That is intentional living.
Go to theintentionallife.com/minute to get the Intentional Living Minute in your email every day.
All right. Thank you. I hope you're doing that, by the way, the Intentional Living Minute. We got some exciting things coming up here in the next couple of months for intentional living, for our communication, for our media, what we're doing to reach the world with this message, because we're just pumped with the fact that if we don't get a message out of living intentionally in Christ, the world is certainly getting a message out about living intentionally without Him. And whoever's most intentional is going to win. Win in your heart, win with your kids, win your marriage, win your family. Bottom line. So anyway, we've got some exciting things we'll be sharing with you here in the next month or two. We're talking single parents, and I know this is kind of it's a painful day. I mean, some of the calls coming in, you got a lot of pain, and maybe some of you are calling saying, hey, been there. This is what I found. Maybe you want to encourage as a single mom or dad, others who are really in pain today, something that has helped you. Give us a call. 888-888-1717. Is it Cheyenne? Did I get your name right? Cheyenne in Michigan. How are you?
Hi. Yeah, you got it right. I'm very blessed. How are you today?
Good, good. Are you a single mom?
Yep, I am.
Tell us, what have you learned? What do you want to share?
So I just want to touch on what you just said about all of the pain. And I think that it's important that everybody knows that they're not alone. And I think that sometimes when you go through those struggles as a single parent, it's really easy to feel alone. But I wanted to share some good advice that I have gotten. And it is to make sure that our voice and our love for the Lord is always the loudest voice that our kids hear, because they're influenced by so many things around them, unbelievers, and it's just important to be the loudest voice that they hear, you know, the love of Jesus. So I try to do that on a daily basis so it can overpower anything that the world has to tell her.
Good for you. How old is your daughter?
She's five. Very spunky little girl.
What's been your biggest challenge as a single parent?
I would have to say the fact that her dad and I don't share beliefs on Jesus, and sometimes that can be really scary for me, because I know the world that we're living in, and I pray about it frequently, you know, trusting that God's going to protect her, because she is His child just as much, if not more, as she is mine, you know, the father. And so I just trust that He's going to protect her. And, you know, I pray over her constantly that she's protected spiritually, physically, emotionally. So,
you know, we were talking, I was with a group, we were talking just, I think it was yesterday, about this with single parenting and about the Bible talking about a hedge of protection. I think every single mom or dad, every parent, in fact, should be praying for our kids and grandkids that God will have a hedge of protection around them from the evil one. But sometimes as they get older and they start really goofing off and going in the wrong direction, which they can, that they also have a hedge of thorns, that they find no pleasure. They find no pleasure in whatever they may be doing or thinking of doing. They got the hedge that's protecting them, but they got the others that are going to just, you know, give them that prick in the backside to tell them, hey, this is not a good place for you. It's a good reminder, I think, for all of our kids. All right. Well, thank you, Cheyenne. I appreciate your call. I know it can be a difficult load trying to do it all by yourself, but you're not. Do you share time? Does Dad have part-time and you have part-time? Is that how it works?
He sees her about every other weekend. But really quickly, before I go, I do want to add one more scripture that I read every morning on my bathroom mirror. It's in the book of Matthew, and it says, if one of you causes one of these little ones who trust in me to stumble into sin, it would be better for you to have a millstone tied around your neck and be thrown into the sea. And every day I read that, and I just remind myself how important it is to guide my child in the right direction towards the Lord. That's because, right. You know, if not, I'm failing her. So
great reminder. Cheyenne, you sound like a fantastic mom and doing a good job, and you just keep loving that little five-year-old, spunky one. Hey, listen, I always tell parents, I appreciate the spunky ones, because when they grow up and they're opinionated, they're also the ones, when they make a decision for Christ, can really stand their ground. You don't want a wimpy kid. You want a kid that can stand strong. Now, you got to guide them, right? Train up a child in the way they should go, the Bible says. But spunky kids, I love them. Of course, not when you're trying to raise them, when you got a five-year-old, it's easy for me to say, right? All right, thank you, Cheyenne. Appreciate it. Let me go to Gabrielle in Arizona. How are you?
Going good. How are you doing today, sir?
Good. Good. Appreciate your call. What do you want to add on single parenting?
So I come from a single parent household. My mom raised me as a single parent, and I just want to give the utmost respect to the single moms and the single dads out there in the world today. Every single day, you're not going unnoticed. So I just wanted to let you know. And a few months ago, I met a single mother, and we're just working things out. Every day is a new day, taking things a day at a time, and just giving my Lord and Jesus Christ the faith and belief. And I just wanted to share that quick testimony.
What did your mom do right? What do you appreciate?
I appreciate her instilling the manners and the lessons every single day, whether it was just making sure I did my chores, did my homework, and making sure I was on time. All that played a big role for how I am living my life today. So, and the moms and dads out there right now, you're doing it. Remember that. Okay.
Yep. So don't operate out of guilt. So she didn't allow any guilt or anything to keep from doing what she had to do to be the kind of parent you needed.
Yeah, man, it was a blessing, and I appreciate it. So I love you guys, and I hope you have a great day. Stay blessed and stay savage. All right. Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome. Day, right? Hey, man. Thank you, Gabriel. Appreciate it, man. All right. There's one that's been down the trail, and he's reminding us, and I would say this to single moms. Don't let those little boys push you around, the guilt and otherwise, because you represent womanhood to them. And so don't be afraid to make sure that you hold them accountable. They need that from mom and dad, of course. And it's best when mom and dad, even if they're not in the same page in the home, married, that if they can be on the same page and trying to help raise those kids, that can be huge. That can be a big thing. So I always tell single moms and dads, hey, listen, bend over backward to the extent you possibly can and get to a place where you have agreement on some of the core things, even if you would do it differently yourself, to say, hey, I see this can be in the good interest of our children. All right, quick break. We'll be back. If you want to join in, we're going to continue talking after this half hour and record for a later airing here in the next few days. So if you're a single mom or dad, or you've been raised in a single home and you want to give a shout out to mom or dad, give us a call. Comment questions at 888-888-1717 right here from the center we call Intentional Living.
You realize if you're only 1 degree apart in your marriage, 2 different paths, just 1 degree apart after a mile, you'll already be 92 feet apart, having to yell to hear each other. And I think that's what happens in many of our marriages. We kind of drift, not in huge ways, but just 1 or 2 degrees. And over time, the wall between us grows. We miss each other. We lose touch with each other. You know, the Bible tells us, can two people walk together without agreeing on the direction that they're headed? It also says that without a vision, the people will cast off restraint. So I want to encourage you to get into that reset of coming to agreement on the things that are really important in your marriage.
You know, that's an excerpt from the teaching this month, which is for couples. It's called, a marriage reset. How do you reset your marriage? And those of you who are single moms and dads, some of you could tell the story. That's exactly what we needed. Never happened in our marriage. Never had a reset. Didn't get back to the factory settings and God's intention. And so I say to those of you who are married today, hit that reset button. Hit the reset button together. Figure out what it is. What is God's intention for you Even if your spouse is not in agreement, what's God's intention for you? The lesson this month is very powerful, very helpful, and coming your way, probably already out mid-month here, both a video and audio. We send it out by email to our entire intentional living community all around the planet, and we'd love to have you join in. Those of you who support us every month, we get a chance to send that to you to say thank you for your support. Whatever that is, you're helping us continue to do this every day, reaching people for Christ intentionally. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. I'm about out of time here, aren't I? I tell you what, we're going to hang on. Those of you on the line there, can you hang on? We're going to just wrap up the show, and we're going to continue to record for a show coming up in a few days here. I just want to say this to single moms and dads today. You know, I believe that God has not given us a spirit of timidity, as Paul says in the book of Timothy. He's not given us a spirit of fear. He's not given us a spirit of guilt. He's not given us those things that will hold us back from being the person we need to be. But he goes on to say, God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, that's the Holy Spirit, of love, and a sound mind. So I want to say to single moms and dads today, those are three things, as a follower of Christ, we all need, right? We need a sound mind. You got to tell yourself the truth, because I can tell you, kids can play with your head. Things they say, things they do, you start to question yourself after a while. Kids and grandkids, by the way. The power of the Holy Spirit, we know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And so God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love. And we know the love of Christ. And as you love those kids, love also sometimes can be tough, right? Holding the boundaries clear. As we wrap up today, I do want to say thanks to those of you who've been praying for us and supporting the ministry. As I mentioned, coming up here in a few weeks, we got some exciting things happening with the Ministry of Intentional Living that I'll be able to share with you. Can't today, but we'll be able to share with you in a little bit about some things coming up from our media and our outreach that I think will be very exciting. We're excited about. We'll be telling you about it. All right. We got to wrap it up for today. Thank you very much, Jennifer. Thank you for your work and for Stephen, our senior producer. And hang on to Gino, Linda, and Shana. Is that how it's pronounced? Shana. 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 Hang on, Shana. In Colorado, we'll get with you as well right after we wrap up this show and we record for another one, which means you can join us at 888-888-1717. For my wife, Donna, for our entire family, for our team here at Intentional Living, God bless you. Have a great day, and we'll see you again tomorrow.